Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. An appeals court rejects Donald Trump's latest attempt to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial.
Barring further court action, Donald Trump's hush money criminal case will begin April 15th with jury selection in a Manhattan courthouse. Trump's lawyers wanted the trial postponed indefinitely while he continues to try and fight a gag order in the case. This would be the first of his four criminal cases to go to trial. The former president pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to hide the nature of payments to Michael Cohen in connection with two women he's alleged to have cheated on his wife with, one of them Stormy Daniels. Trump also tried to get the trial postponed by moving the venue, but that did not work. Julie Walker, New York.
In the 2024 presidential race, both top candidates face political weaknesses in the battleground state of Wisconsin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden won their respective primaries here in Wisconsin, but last week's voting highlighted some potential areas of concern for both campaigns. Nearly 119,000 Republicans voted for a GOP candidate other than Trump, and more than 48,000 Democratic voters chose uninstructed instead of Mr. Biden, more than double his narrow margin of victory here in the state in 2020. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
A near total ban on abortions is set to take effect in Arizona. The Arizona Supreme Court says the state can enforce its long dormant law making abortion illegal in all cases except when a mother's life is at stake. Enforcement can take effect in 14 days. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 9 points, the Nasdaq rose 52, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. Another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An international campaign to ban surrogacy has received a strong endorsement from the Vatican. A top official is calling for broad-based alliances to stop the commercialization of life catering to wealthy would-be parents. The Vatican's overall position stems from its belief that human life begins at conception and must be given the consequent respect and dignity from that moment on. This is SRN News. Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit for a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio last year.
If approved by a court, Norfolk Southern will settle with all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. It'll also give participating residents personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment. In February 2023, 50 cars of 150-car train derailed on the outskirts of East Palestine, near the Pennsylvania state line. Some of those cars contained hazardous materials and led to 1,500 to 2,000 people needing to evacuate. Norfolk Southern said that people and businesses will be able to use the compensation from the settlement in any manner they see fit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Many eclipse visitors to northern New England had to pull an all-nighter navigating crammed roads in order to leave. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.